Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up. We've got complete details of all the markets coming up after this.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, trade activity in the entire livestock futures market was sluggish, with gains trickling higher based on additional short covering interest today. The lack of seller activity may allow expanded price rallies in both live cattle and feeder cattle contracts to move to wide triple-digit gains perhaps tomorrow. The hog futures are holding light to moderate gains, with June through December contracts holding 15 to 16 cent increases, primarily on firming pork value support despite the lack of firmness in the cash hog markets. That from this morning. Now, light activity seen through the complex, with mixed prices seen in cattle futures and feeder cattle markets. The firm supports attempting to develop in summer and fall live cattle futures based on short covering opportunities, although volume does remain light. The hog futures remain light across the entire complex today, with firm gains holding. The corn prices were higher. The stock market was lower in light trade today. The Dow Jones also lower, while the NASDAQ was down around 39 to 40 points. On our grains today, mostly higher here on Tuesday. Prices did peak around 10:30 this morning and have since pulled back a little bit, but remain still higher on the day. The corn prices not sharing the same bullish enthusiasm, though, showing only small gains after the USDA said late yesterday that 13% of the crop has been planted. The wheat trade was higher today across the three contracts following the lead of the crop with support from the weaker dollar. Rains fell across much of the southern plains, with very heavy amounts in some areas and disappointing amounts in others, with central and eastern Kansas in line for showers over the next week or so, and temperatures beginning to warm up again. The corn trade is 3 to 6 cents higher. Broad-based commodity buying helping to push trade into a new high for the move. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.